Welcome to Sister Speak Big Brother, where we discuss the current season of Big Brother from a sister's point of view. I'm Sister J.
And I'm Sister K, and welcome to episode 16. Let's get started.
Okay.
All right. Well, we're back for another week of Big Brother, and we left off talking about Matt being put up on the block.
Oh, okay.
So it was Matt and Enzo when we left off on the block, and we predicted that Matt would go.
Yep.
And I said if they were smart, they might want to get rid of Enzo, but I still thought that Matt was going to be the one to go.
Well, I think they did the right smart thing, because Matt had to go. And the main reason I wanted Matt to go is because he was going to target Brittany next.
You're right.
I mean, you know, the other ones may not know that, but we, the audience, know that. And he was going to target Brittany. And, you know, there are so many of these men in the house who are so envious of Brittany. And they think she's got all this power and she's the only one doing them wrong and stuff. What's up with these fools? You know, I mean, him and Enzo, two peas in a pod.
Who, Matt?
Yeah. He's always talking about, you know, well, Brittany's strong, or Brittany's doing this, and Brittany's doing that.
That's,
you know,
because from Enzo's point of view, anyone is doing better because he hasn't won anything.
That's true. But Matt, though, once he was up on the block, I mean, this stupid twerp, he had to go. First of all, he's continuing to throw Reagan under the bus.
Yeah.
And it's not even necessary anymore.
Right, because he's not up.
Right. Second of all, he's supposed to be such a diabolical genius, but he can't peep out that the brigade, this brogade shit, they want him out.
Yes. And see,
he's stupid.
What I think he should have done, once he got put up, he should have said, look, y'all, this is a situation. We were all in an alliance. They backstabbed
me. He should have told.
He should have told him.
He should have told. He
said, look, you need me to help get them out. Let's work together. Reagan, Brittany, vote for Enzo to go so I can stay and we work together.
And instead, this stupid ass dummy went to the brogade and said, well, y'all need to keep me in the house because Reagan's going to be coming after y'all.
Yeah.
Stupid. How stupid was that?
That was dumb.
That was really dumb.
By then, he should have known what they wanted to do.
Yeah. And you know what? This is what I say. Good riddance, because your stupid dumb ass shouldn't have thrown that competition,
the
HOH competition in the first place.
No, it shouldn't.
I mean, it's a game. You know, you're supposed to be about wanting to win the $500,000.
Okay, so we get to the eviction night.
Yep.
Julie lets everyone know. Well, actually, she doesn't. She says, let's vote. They vote. It's unanimous. Let's get Matt out. Matt's gone.
He is gone.
Yeah. So then Julie says, hey, it's a double eviction night. Let's get on the road.
Right, but before that, before they did the double eviction and Matt came out the house, she talked to him. He had the nerve to be calling Brittany names. Like, she was the sole reason why he got evicted.
What name did he call her? I don't remember that.
Evil succubus. But see, I think Julie Chen, everybody on the boards too, everybody on the boards think that Julie Chen
thought he said
sucky bitch.
Right.
And that's why she was offended. She says, oh, no, this is a family show. But he said evil succubus.
Yeah, succubus.
Yeah, that's what he said. Little short-ass twerp. Calling anybody a name just because you got.
The problem with Matt
is, I love that.
He's blaming the wrong person.
He's blaming the wrong person. He need to blame himself.
She didn't put him up on the block. She's not the one who turned that whole thing around. Really, if he wants to know, it was Enzo and Hayden.
Exactly.
And Brendan, really, who got all that stuff turned around.
Well, when he, you know, before finale night, when he watches.
She did put him on the block.
But when he watches the video, believe me, he'll know.
He'll find out.
Yeah. He'll know, yeah. Yeah, they wanted his ass out. I mean, way before
Well, about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. It's been for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
They wanted him gone.
And I was wrong. Brittany did put him up.
Yeah.
But, I mean.
But he should have won the veto then.
Yes, exactly.
You know, shit.
It was just time for him to go.
It was time for
all
him to go.
All that throwing, what's his name, Reagan under the bus.
Yeah.
And then continuing to do it because he wants to solidify the brigade. It's too late.
Yeah.
You've already been spending the past 2 weeks up Reagan's butt.
Yep.
So now the ties haven't really solidified.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to go.
He just played the whole thing wrong.
It didn't bother me that he left.
Yeah.
But he did admit to Julie, he says, I got cocky. I thought I had this thing made. And that's why I threw that competition. And I'm glad she asked that question.
Yeah, but he's still giving interviews. They had an interview posted on the updates today where he's blaming Britt.
Oh, goodness.
And he is saying that, you know, he realizes now that he just... he did say he just got way too overconfident and way too cocky, and the biggest mistake he made in the game was throwing that HOH competition. Mm-hmm. And it was.
Yeah.
It was. Okay, let's move on.
Move on from here.
Yeah, because, okay, so she announced double eviction, and everybody's going, oh, no, you know, so they have to play for HOH right quick.
That was the HOH. Brittany couldn't play.
Yep.
That they had to scramble for two house guest names once Julie described who she was talking to and put him on this little post.
Yep.
Ring a bell.
Mm-hmm.
So
they had to go and look in those little peanut things, like those packing peanuts that you pack in crate boxes.
Yeah.
That's where the names were hidden on
and
these
in boxes
placards.
And stuff.
Yeah. Like a UPS boxes type setup and everything.
But turns out Hayden wins, make a long story short.
Well, everybody's saying that they think there wasn't even any names in Reagan's little trough.
That's
you know?
Where Reagan... Reagan
because nobody was finding no names but Brendan and Hayden. They're the only ones finding any names.
Well, did you notice everybody was looking in a box?
Well, several of them was looking in a box.
And then later on, somebody said, well, those boxes were too damn small to hold those cards anyway.
Yeah.
So,
well,
they
and Julie
had to
didn't.
Damn.
Right. But I went back and watched it, and Julie did not say it was in the box.
No.
She said it was in your little lane
right.
thing, trough
right.
thing, you know. So it could be anywhere. So, but anyway, so Hayden won HOH.
Yep. And then the scrambling began because they had a few minutes.
Yep.
To figure out what they were going to do. And so everybody's scrambling and walking up to Hayden. Okay, now, remember, we're going to do this, right? Right? We're going to put Brennan up. Now, who's going to be the pawn? Who's going to go up?
Mm-hmm.
So he nominates real quick Brendan. And who did he put on the block with him?
Wasn't it Brittany? I thought it was Brittany.
It was him or Reagan.
No, it was Brittany and Brendan.
I thought it was Reagan.
No, it was Brittany.
Then,
no, it was
okay,
Brittany.
My bad.
Anyway,
so
but Brittany, but what he told...
You know, it was Reagan because then they had... That was the first nomination.
Oh, okay.
Then when they went into the veto competition...
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Then, what was that competition?
I don't even
that
remember.
That was a step up, step down answers before and after.
Mm-hmm.
So Brittany and Reagan are up. They go immediately into the veto competition, which is the before and after. We have the step up or step down.
That's
on the,
true. Yeah,
on
I
the
remember.
Plank, and Brendan's like the second one out. Was it Enzo or Hayden? One of them.
Well, Hayden and couldn't play. He was the HOH.
He could play for Vito.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe it was. I don't even remember that.
Anyway,
shows
I know. It seems like that's been a long time ago.
Yes.
It turns out.
Ooh, this has been a tedious season, though.
Reagan wins the veto.
Yep.
So he's happy because he is taking his ass off, and then Hayden's got to nominate someone else. So then we go back in the house, and they're scrambling because they have a few more minutes to talk about what they're going to do. Brendan, of course, is walking up to Hayden. Okay, we're cool, right? You're going to put up someone else, and they're going to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, yeah, sure, you got it made, man. You got it made. So Reagan takes himself off. Hayden ends up putting Brittany up on the block with him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I really thought they were going to kind of switcheroo.
I didn't think
situation.
So. Because Hayden clearly told Brendan when he nominated him with Reagan, you're the pawn, you're the pawn.
Yeah.
And he told him that. And when Reagan took himself off the block or won the veto, then Brendan came to him and he was asking him, okay, man, like you said, everything cool? And Hayden says, he didn't say you're the pawn, he says everything's fine. But when he was talking to Brittany, he was saying, we need somebody up as a pawn. Don't worry, I got your back. We are not going to vote you out. And Brittany was not happy, but she went along with it because she wanted to be a team player.
What can you say?
Well, but still, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, at least the fellas did what they were supposed to do because Hayden had told her. Everybody knew Brittany wanted Brendan out.
Right.
But a whole lot of other people wanted Brendan out, too. And because Brendan, and this is why Hayden did it, because Brendan was so close to winning that HOH, then Hayden said, you know, he was a split second behind me winning.
That's
so
true.
We need to get him out now.
That's
see?
True.
See?
Yep.
That's
yep.
how that went.
So they all vote, and it's unanimous again.
Unanimous.
Brendan, you are evicted from the
Big
Brother house.
I was never so happy in my life because I am so glad he gone.
As soon as he got evicted, I was like, okay, boring city.
Well, yeah.
Boring city.
It is. But, I mean, it was boring with him there.
Well, true. But, okay, so he gets evicted, and then he gets out and gets pretty good applause to go talk to Jilly Chen. She asks him, of course, about Rachel and him and his feelings, which, you know, that's old. She could have left that alone.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares with them two.
How he did in the game, how he seemed to come alive after Rachel left.
Everybody says that, though.
Yeah.
Because it's true. He played a much better game.
He did.
And he was a, you know, if you're going to like Brendan, he was a more likable person without Rachel. But I didn't like him anyway because I saw him when Rachel was in the house.
Right, with her.
You know, so that's a part of his personality. And he is not a very nice person, but... Having said that, though, he did make the effort to at least halfway try to get along with people, you know. But the thing I didn't like about him is all the shit he talked and everything. But then when somebody would say something about him, you know, he would get all bent out of shape.
Right.
See?
But that's what they all do.
Yeah, that's true.
They all are doing that same exact thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, okay.
But I'm glad he gone.
So he gets evicted, and that's basically the end of the hour because, shit, that took up the whole hour.
Right. But on the After Dark, they did the HOH.
Right. So then on the After Darks, about 30 minutes after, they start the next HOH competition.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Hayden can't play.
Nope.
So what was that competition? I forgot.
I forgot. Oh, it was the little ball thing.
Oh, that little
ball thing.
Ski ball thing. The poker or the blackjack.
Yeah, the blackjack.
Yes.
Yep.
They
were all practicing out in the backyard.
And that competition took them like, at least the feeds were out for like 2 hours or something.
Yeah, it was a long time.
Pretty long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it got down to Reagan and Lane to win. And Lane wins.
Woo, which Lane. I was kind of glad because I like it when a person who hasn't ever won before wins. Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Because I don't particularly like it when the same people win over and over and over.
It's just boring.
I just don't like it.
Even if it's somebody that you like, it's boring.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Because you know exactly what they're going to do each time. So he wins, and at least on the broadcast episode, he talks about, man, now I got to. Actually, he didn't really want to win. He wanted Enzo to win.
But Enzo was out.
He said, so I had to step up and do it because we did not want Reagan to win. And so immediately, this is what I mean about they're all doing it. Immediately, Reagan goes into a funk.
Yeah.
He goes into the cabana room or the whatever room, and cries and sulks and lays in the bed. And that's all he did. I mean, come on. And he was the main one talking about, or both, all of them really, what poor sports Rachel and Brendan were.
Exactly.
Meanwhile, he's doing the same sulky shit.
At least they would try. All the time, though.
You know, some other guests would at least try to interact with people after an hour or two. No, he's in a funk for a couple of days.
And see, that's what I like about Brittany. She has been alone since week two because they voted Monet out week two. And she has made the effort to go and talk to everybody else, whether they were the women or the men.
Yes.
To try to, you know, keep herself in the game, which is what you're supposed to do.
Yep.
And believe me, I know she gets tired of that testosterone swimming around in that house. Because, you know, they just talk about stupid shit. You know, half of them don't know nothing but, you know, chasing women and stupid crap. And, you know, I know she probably wish she could talk to another woman or at least somebody.
I don't think she cares.
Yeah, she does. She really does.
I don't think she does, honestly.
I think she does. But, you know, at least she makes the effort. At least she makes the effort. And even when somebody wins that she don't like to, like, winning, like Brendan or something, you know, at least she makes the effort. She doesn't, like, just go off in a room and cry and stuff.
She did before.
Well.
She's just hiding it better now because she knows how that looks to do that.
We're down to the final five now, so, you know, you can't afford to do that. But Reagan is still doing that.
So, Brittany, this is the thing that gets me because, of course, Reagan knows that there's an alliance of the guys. Brittany still doesn't quite see it.
Yeah, she does.
So she, not at the time, so she is like, oh, I'm happy Lane won. I want to see his stuff. I want to, you know, help him celebrate. But I would have been thinking, what if, you know, he gets a wild hair and puts my ass up? That's what I would have been thinking about.
Well, you know, her and Lane have been friends in the house since,
the beginning, really.
Yeah, a long time. And I think they genuinely like each other. And I don't mean like romantically or anything, but, you know, they have been palling around ever since week one. So, of course, she feels kind of comfortable with him not going to nominate her, but she also understands that those boys are together. Yes. She's not stupid. And, you know, she understands that while she likes Hayden an awful lot, but so does Lane. Mm-hmm. And so she just assumes that, you know, them two are kind of together. And you know, everybody knew that Kristen was Hayden's side alliance. They don't know. Well, Brittany doesn't know Enzo is Hayden's side alliance. But Lane does.
Right.
See? And, of course, they all know that Brittany is Lane's side alliance.
Right.
So, you know. But she, to me, though, she's doing exactly what you're supposed to do. You know? And that is you're supposed to talk to them all.
Yep.
You know, socialize with them all.
Socialize with them and build those relationships up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, so at that point, everyone's trying to talk to Hayden, Lane.
Lane.
Enzo and Hayden are saying, okay, it's a no-brainer. You're putting up Reagan and Brittany. And Lane and Lane is really kind of like, he's not really saying yes or no what he's going to
do. Well, he can't because he's not going to do a Brendan. They all know what happened with Brendan, and that's why Lane never say it.
But he could at least say, yeah, I'm thinking about putting them up. He doesn't ever say that.
He doesn't say anything.
Nope.
Because he do not want to take a chance that he will get whatever Brendan got, that little penalty crap.
I don't know if that's it.
I think so.
I don't think that's it. I think he just doesn't want to tell people and he doesn't know yet, maybe, which way he wants to go.
He knew good and daggum well he was not going to put up Brittany.
He knew.
But
he didn't want to tell them.
He didn't want to tell them. I don't blame him. I wouldn't tell them either.
But he keeps making those little comment, joke, hint things like, oh, so which one of y'all want to be the pawn? Which one of y'all want to go with?
Well, you know, and one thing I noticed on the broadcast show, they didn't show all of Lane's pictures either. But on the After Darks, they showed his picture.
Uh-huh.
And he's got a baby picture up there.
They didn't show that.
Did they show the
briefly?
Okay. Because he was the cutest, fattest little baby. Yes. And I'm talking like he looked like he was maybe 2 years old or something.
Okay.
Oh, it's so cute. It's really cute.
I thought
cute.
They showed, no, maybe I'm wrong. I'm thinking about one with his brother and the baby.
Right. Now, that's his little nephew.
But his brother is big. No.
Yeah. And that's his younger brother.
Well, I know a lot of people who the younger brother is bigger than the brother.
Yeah.
But It was just so, that picture to me was so cute.
It is. It's
those
real cute.
Those two big burly dudes looking all tough and that little cute little innocent little baby.
Baby, I know. It was so cute.
And I could see them putting a little do-rag on the little baby's head.
Oh, and everything. Riding him on the motorcycle.
Putting him a little fake tattoo on his arm.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and then I think there was a picture of his mom and dad.
Yeah, his mom and dad. And then there was a baby picture of Lane.
Mm-hmm.
Of when Lane was a baby, so, and it was real cute.
And I didn't watch all of that on the After Darks. I really didn't watch much of the After Darks at all.
Yeah, I watched some of the After Darks, and I'm here to tell you, ooh, it was a snore fest.
I bet.
And so what I started doing is, I would TiVo the thing, and then the next day,
Fast forward through it.
And when they was talking, you know, I'd stop and listen. Oh, no, no, no. They talk about bullshit, you know. Or when I'd see one of them sneak off and then they give the other one the high sign, then I'd stop, you know.
Yeah, and watch
so
it.
I could hear what they saying. But they are some boring people.
Really boring.
Really boring people. And they don't even talk about interesting stuff. When they're like outside.
What was it Enzo that said we're talking, they're telling each other the same stories we told each other the first week?
Well, let me tell you about
same
Enzo.
Same old stuff, the same old, same old.
And let me tell you about Enzo, but this goes for each and every person who is left in the house. But Enzo is to the nth degree. And that is, he is always talking about how famous he's going to be.
Oh, I
because
know. That's
he's on Big Brother.
Annoying.
And how all these offers that he's going to get.
Yeah.
And he's going to be a celebrity, and he can't wait for the after party, and blah, 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 blah. You know, we're the best season of Big Brother. No, you not. You the crappiest season of Big Brother. Last season was exciting.
Yeah, last season
you know?
Was good.
And I tell you one thing. Hey, you may have to be on your own next summer.
You say this every year.
But you know what?
Sister J.
I'm true this time because the next time they got an all-white cast like this, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to watch the first episode because I'm not going to waste my time.
You say this every single season, though.
I'm not going to waste my time.
Because usually by then, your favorite has gone.
No.
All the black people have been gone by the first, well, really by the second or third week.
Yep. Every
season. You always say,
season.
You know, I'm going to be out. I'm not going to be able to do this.
Hey, and
then by the time it rolls back around, we get excited again.
These people who are in the house, I don't care who wins. Only reason I want Brittany to stay is because she's the last woman standing.
Yep.
You know, and I hate to see them guys
gang up on her.
Yeah. But otherwise, I mean, she's not going to win no way. Because believe me, all them bitches in the jury house, they're going to give it to the dude.
Well, yeah. There's only two girls left. There's only two of them in the jury house.
And they are much too jealous to be voting for Brittany.
Well, all I know is she has been playing up the angle of, well, when, or actually what she said, which I thought was interesting, was after, oh wait, did we already talk about that?
Yeah. What?
When they evicted Kathy, she had talked about her mom saying, a girl never wins against a guy.
Right. Oh, she
and
said that at least 50 times.
I know. She's playing that up to try to get them to want to take her to the end.
And it's working.
It's working.
Because Hayden says that. And separately, Lane says that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Now, Enzo's the only fool that don't see it.
Yep. He's the only one
who doesn't
want to
do it. He's the only fool
who
don't see it.
He's like, let's get her out. She knows too much. She wins stuff, so she's kind of a threat there. And, but I, you know, that, what else can she do?
Yeah. You're supposed to use what you got.
So then we get on to, you know, so everyone's trying to talk to Lane about what he's going to do. They all know Reagan's going to go up, but they just don't know who the pawn is.
Yep.
Enzo and Hayden are like, look, we don't want it to be us, so we need to make sure it's Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't come out and say it's going to be Brittany. So when it gets to nominations, it's kind of surprising that he puts up Enzo along with Reagan. So she has, he puts up Enzo and Reagan on the block. And Enzo's like, what's the deal?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't he just put up Brittany and Reagan. If one comes up, another brigade goes on and we get the other one out.
That's because the way they look at it, Lane is the least intelligent of them. And they don't really believe that Lane can peep out that they want his side of lines gone.
Right.
See, but Lane has peeped that out. So he is not about to get rid of Brittany. And he does not want to nominate her because he does not fully trust them not to vote her out.
Well, because he wants to take her.
Right.
To the end.
But he knows. I mean, think about it. Matt was in their alliance and they backstabbed him.
Oh, yeah.
And so, of course, he's
they
saying.
They have to all know that.
Yeah. So, of course, he's thinking, wait a minute. So, they're going to tell me to my face, oh, no, put up Brittany for a pawn and we'll vote out Reagan. But maybe they don't. Because
right.
That's what they told Matt and they did the opposite.
Yeah.
So, you know, can't blame Lane. So, then they have the POV.
POV, Otev.
And actually, this one was kind of cute. I like that little seashell. Yeah. I thought it was cute.
The seashell was cute.
Yeah, I thought it was cute.
It's better than the gorilla thing.
Yeah, I think so too.
But you know, it's the same old kind of competition where you have to go scramble and find something to run up.
Mm-hmm.
And for once, Enzo does well throughout the competition.
Miraculously.
Brittany did pretty well too, I thought.
Uh-huh.
Slipping aside and back up there.
Mm-hmm.
But the first people that are out are Lane, then Enzo. Excuse me.
Hayden. Then Brittany.
So the final two that are left are Reagan and Enzo. And so the Otev tells them the little riddle. Mm-hmm. They scramble and go run. Well, as they're even scrambling down the little hill, Enzo kind of knocks into Reagan. And he's like, oh, are you kidding? He's like, come on. He's like making little comments.
Mm-hmm.
And then they both try to reach I guess they both knew where this one was they saw.
Mm-hmm.
And they both go for it at the same time. But of course, Enzo's more aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
So he grabs it first and gets up there. And Reagan's pouting. He's like,
he's such a big baby.
Yeah.
To be a grown ass man.
He starts pouting when he gets up there. Enzo, of course, is all cocky. He said, I got this. I know this. I did it. Because he's just excited to have won
something.
Shit.
Yeah.
It was kind of like the Kathy Rachel thing over again with the boy.
Yeah.
Kathy finally won some shit and was so excited. She didn't care how cocky she sounded. And that's how Enzo was.
Yeah. Because he wasn't really saying nothing directed at Reagan. He was just happy that he won.
I don't think so. I think he did later, of course, because he was irritated. But at that point, I don't think so. And of course, when it's time for Reagan to reveal his answer, he flings the disc.
Mm.
It bounces off the shell, the little clam thing, and hits Enzo in the head. So then Enzo's irritated.
Reagan is such a baby.
This is the part that cracked me up, though. Mm. Everybody else is laughing.
Yeah, everybody's laughing.
Everybody else is laughing.
And Brittany's saying to Enzo later, that was
perfect.
Great. And I'm thinking, what?
And Reagan goes off kind of pouting and crying.
He goes to the cabana room, pouting and crying.
Again.
Mm-hmm. And okay. Now,
and then this is what pisses me off. Okay. I'm sorry.
Well,
go ahead, Sister Jane.
What I'm going to say is, you know, that was on the broadcast today, but that happened a couple days ago.
Of course.
So for 2 days, Reagan has done nothing but sulk and pout.
Yep.
And evidently, when he goes into the diary room, they must tell him, look.
You need to start playing
You need to make that money that we paying you, and you need to start some drama and campaign for yourself to do something.
Because we need to show this.
And Reagan said on the After Darks the other day, he was really pissed. And he came out and he was telling Brittany all about it. And they kept saying,
do
Reagan
not talk about
that. And he kept right on
diary
talking
room session
because he was trying to tell her they are telling me to campaign and stuff, but I don't want to do that because I've already had to mentally, you know, prepare myself and resign myself that I'm going home, that I'm going to the jury house with that awful woman, you know. And he started bashing Rachel and stuff, but you know, so we know that the diary room has told him, okay, look, now, you know, we paying y'all to do this. We paying you a stipend to create some drama, do something. besides just lay there? Because all he has done when he's not eating some food is lay there and sulk and pout.
Yep.
It was stupid. And oh, wait a minute. Let's talk about this stupid Pandora box.
Wait, before you do let me tell you what I don't like about Reagan.
Okay.
And he is going to, I hope, learns. Like he always tells somebody to learn from some shit.
Yeah.
As he's telling everybody
else. Let this be a lesson.
As he's telling everybody else how ugly they are and how rude they are and how much they suck at being a good sport and all this. Mm-hmm. He's terrible. Mm-hmm. And then he had the nerve to say, and people have been writing the feeds, when he's in a room by himself, he'd just be talking.
Yeah.
Trying to.
Well, he's talking to the camera.
He's talking to the camera or he's talking through what he's going to tell people to try to get them to keep him.
Right.
But he keeps saying stuff like, oh, I've been fighting on my own for so long. And I'm like, mother sucker.
You had met.
You ain't been fighting for shit.
Nothing.
Until just now.
Until Matt got evicted.
Right.
Shoot.
He hasn't been doing nothing except fighting for Matt. Mm-hmm. The whole
because when Matt
game.
Was up on the block, but before they even knew he got the Diamond Power beat and all that stuff, Matt wasn't going around trying to campaign. Reagan was going around campaigning for Matt. Yeah,
crying for Matt.
Yeah,
trying to get everyone to keep Matt because it's going to help their game.
Right, and I hope when he views the whole tape, he feels like a fool because he looked like
he
a
will.
Fool. He looked like a stone
fool. He talks about that, and I believe he will. Yeah. He feels like one already.
Well, and he
but
should.
But for him to sit around going, I feel like I have been fighting my hardest for so long.
I hope he's evicted Thursday, though.
It's just annoying. And all that sighing, and then when he does go out and talk with other people, he just sits there and kind of...
mm-hmm. He's a whiner. He is a whiner.
It's annoying. And I would be annoyed with anyone who does that, not just him.
Yep.
It is so annoying. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you wanted to say about the Pandora's box.
Oh, man. You know, can't Big Brother come up with some better shit? That was stupid.
No, apparently they can't.
That was the stupidest dumb crap. Oh, and it was so generic.
It was generic.
Wasn't that the stupidest money
the trees?
Tree? And then, oh, how scripted is this? Lane, supposed to be the big-ass
There's
dummy from Texas, huh? Money grows on trees? What, they trying to say because he's from Texas he's a big dumb oaf?
That's what they've been saying the whole season.
Shit. Man, I hate that stuff. And I know
like
Lane
either.
Is smarter than that.
That's why he plays it up.
Yeah.
Because he knows that's what people think.
I tell you, but I didn't like that at all.
I didn't like that whole
but now,
thing.
But now, the punishments was okay. Those was okay, you know. Especially that dancing. Lord have mercy.
Oh, that was funny.
Oh, those people don't have no... The only person there that had any rhythm was Enzo and Brittany. Because they was actually moving their bodies to the beat of the music. What the mother fools hear?
Well, I want to say, I don't think the music they showed on TV was the music they played.
Really?
I really don't, no. Because they have so many copyright issues that as soon as someone sings a song...
That's true.
They have to cut to the bubbles. Mm-hmm. I feel like the music they were playing for real was regular music, and they just overlaid it with this generic crap.
That might have been.
Although I will say there was a waltz for real because they talked about it on the feeds.
Mm-hmm.
Being a waltz and Brittany and Hayden were waltzing around.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not. I have to go back and look because I didn't really pay attention to the feeds much after Sunday.
Yeah.
To me, the best one of the punishments was the sock puppets. I thought that was funny.
That was funny.
And the Hayden's puppet was hilarious. All
oh,
that hair.
You see all that hair?
Brittany's puppet was cute.
It was really cute. It was really cute. And she was, but Brittany's funny though. She's the only one that was really talking with her little puppet.
Uh-huh.
You know? And Reagan's puppet, what? They put a bow tie on it
Poor
and that's
Reagan.
It.
Yeah, and a little bit of hair on it.
I mean, come on now. And on Lane's puppet, they put a hat on, a plaid
and put
hat.
Some scruffy.
Yeah, a little scruffy beard.
Yeah.
Mm. It was cute though.
It was cute.
That was cute. Yeah.
I'd have been playing with that even after the punishment because there ain't nothing else to do.
They don't do anything. I mean, you know, in past seasons, the house guests would, just like last season, Kevin and them, they got together and they had a little fashion show and, you know, or they made up games and stuff. These people don't do nothing but lay down somewhere. And then they had the nerve to be trashing Kathy for doing that all the time.
Well, she did do that a lot.
She did do that a lot. But still, you know, they are some dull people, though. So I do not watch the After Darks like
we used
I
to,
did.
Like you used to.
I don't. So anyway, so with the POV ceremony, of course, everybody saw the broadcast today. So
yeah, they
know what's happening.
So the POV comes, and still they're trying to get Lane to put up Brittany, but he doesn't want to.
I don't blame him.
He's
I wouldn't do it.
He's hemming and hawing because he doesn't trust Enzo's going to do what he wants him to do.
And you know what?
Yeah, that was
I don't
smart.
Blame him because they were going to vote out Brittany.
They were.
Yep. They were going to vote out Brittany.
And this is going to ensure they vote out Reagan or Hayden.
I don't know. Well, yeah, I mean, it could be Hayden.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, what has happened between that ceremony and now is that Reagan, excuse me, he has went to
Lane,
and he has laid out for Lane and laid out for Brittany why they need to take this opportunity to get out Hayden. Because, and what he said to Lane was, he says, you know, there's no way that you're going to beat Hayden. There's just no way. Everybody likes him, everything. Mm-hmm. He says, you know, Hayden's already won prizes too. A lot more than you've won and blah, 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 you know. Mm-hmm.
Are they thinking about what they say when they...
Well, you know, Lane is kind of, well, you got a point.
And that's all he says.
That's all he's saying.
He's kind of...
He doesn't give any indication that he is...
going one way or another.
Going one way or the other. And then when Hayden and Enzo, excuse me, come and talk to him... Of course, he tells him, yeah, because, you know, Hayden's always asking him, well, is Reagan trying to get you to, you know, save him and
right.
stuff? Oh, sure. I mean, you know, he's saying stuff, but, oh, he's probably promising you a final two and all that. And he says, yeah, you know, and that's all he does.
What has surprised me is how much Brittany has been kind of throwing Reagan under the bus, too.
Well, you know. She sees.
Like, when Reagan will go and talk to her about, what do you think I should do? You think I should talk to Lane? Do you think that... She turns right around and goes and tells them what
he
talked about.
She does. She tells them.
Now, I mean, I can see her not wanting him to stay if she doesn't want him to stay. But to then, I don't know. She's complaining about Reagan the same way she complained about Matt doing Reagan. So now she's doing it.
Well, Brittany, all the game... She has, for whatever reason, she has told the guys
everything that anyone has ever said.
Yeah. When Reagan would come and tell her stuff, or when Matt would come and tell her stuff, you know, then she'd go and tell Lane, of course.
Yep.
But she also tells Hayden.
Yeah, she does.
Now, she doesn't tell Enzo nothing, but she tells those two. Mm-hmm.
And she's been telling everybody, really... The same stuff. Like, she tells Lane, you can't beat Hayden.
Yep.
He's got too many friends in the jury, and Enzo and him are close.
Yep.
And when she talks to Hayden, you can't beat Lane. Lane's friends with everybody. He ain't never had to do nothing to nobody. Mm-hmm. And he's real close with so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll go to Enzo. You can't beat Hayden or Lane. So-and-so.
Yep.
I mean, she has been working it.
Yep.
With everyone.
She has. And but you know what?
But
unless she wins the next HOH, they're going to get rid of her.
Yeah, because
they're
going
to try.
Mm-hmm. You know, Lane can't play for that.
Yep.
I don't know, though, because there comes a point when they allow even the past HOH to play.
That's true.
I don't know if it's the final four or the final three.
And you know what I was thinking? They might have one more eviction, like, after tomorrow, and then maybe they'll have a final three, like Survivor, instead of a final two, and they all go to the jury.
I don't think they'll do that, because I don't think they've ever done a three.
No, they haven't.
I think it's I think they need to have that extra person, or else it's going to be
yeah,
even.
Yeah, that's true.
Even.
Because then it'll be an even number.
Right.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
So I think they need that to be a final two. Otherwise, the vote could tie, possibly.
Yeah.
And then who's going to break it?
Well, I just want to see. It would be so nice if they would switch it up and vote Hayden out. But I don't think they will.
I think they would be smart to do that.
Yep. But they're not smart.
But you know, I can see the pros and cons for each. Because if they leave Reagan in the house, he's definitely got a chance to win. Because he's been second in several of the HOH competitions.
That's right.
So,
that
you know,
is true. So
I don't know. I think I would maybe take my risk, my chance with Hayden. But then again, Hayden is a strong person competitor too.
Yeah.
So it just depends. And they keep talking about how they think it's going to be a quiz or a morphine challenge. Mm-hmm. And Reagan's just been studying before the veto. He studied those 2-3 days.
Right. But Enzo and Hayden have been studying too for the last day and a half. They've been studying a lot. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's not like Reagan's the only one who studied.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm. And even Lane has studied.
So I don't know. I have really, I don't know. I feel like they're going to stick with evicting Reagan.
I think they probably will.
But who the heck knows?
Yeah, I mean, you can't ever tell.
Because now they're getting to the end, and now they're all shifting their ideas of who they want to take with them.
Mm-hmm.
And who they think they can beat.
Well, all of them want to take Brittany to the end except for Enzo.
Yeah.
You know, he's the only one that doesn't. He wants it to be two men. But, you know, Enzo's got some women issues. Yeah.
Well.
He does. Yeah. Yeah. You can tell by the way he talks about women. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's got some issues. And even Hayden a couple times said, man, you got some
issues.
Ooh, Lord. But anyway. Okay. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah. My prediction is, of course, Reagan's going to go.
Yeah, I think so. I wish it was Hayden, but I think it's going to be Reagan.
I think it'll be Reagan.
Yeah. And they'll probably get right to it so they can show the jury house. Because they haven't shown the jury house, and we got four people up in there.
Yeah, they got to show
it. And they haven't shown the jury house not once. So,
nope.
Yeah.
They'll show it now because Brendan's there and Matt. And the next one coming is Reagan, you know. So they'll want to show us.
Yep.
What they think, and Matt saying, I hope Reagan doesn't come through, or whatever.
Yep.
So.
I tell you.
All right. Well, we had an email this week.
Okay, cool.
For Big Brother. And it is from Maria.
Okay. Hey, Maria.
And she says, hi, ladies. Just writing to say that your podcast is great. I only watch the CBS aired episodes, so it is fun to hear about what happens on the After Dark and the live feeds. It is also fun to hear from a women's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
This season of Big Brother has been a strange one for me.
Yep.
Usually I detest the male alliances with a passion and hate. I mean, really hate at least one or two of the guys in them. This season, I don't hate anyone. The Brigade guys are okay, and the alliance doesn't bother me. I haven't really loved anyone this season either, so I haven't been as upset when the power changes. It does seem like this season has been one of the most messed with by the people in charge.
Mm-hmm.
It bothers me to hear that Enzo is not facing any consequences for his eating or not wearing his penguin suit.
Yep, not a consequence, not a one.
Jen had the book thrown at her in season 8.
Yep.
Not fair. It shouldn't matter who America likes or doesn't like. BB rules should apply to everyone equally.
Yep.
I agree with Sister J that it wasn't cool that they gave Brittany the bad Pandora box.
Yep.
Brittany hasn't been my favorite all season, but I think I would rather her win than one of the guys. I agree with Sister K that she wasn't funny when she was being mean about Kathy. I agree with Sister K that she wasn't funny when she was being mean and catty about Kristen and Rachel.
Ooh, I love
Other than that, she has been okay.
Ooh, I love the catty Brittany. Yeah, mean girl.
It's just too much.
Ooh, I love it.
Because she does it so much.
Oh, I love it, though. Mm-hmm. Bash away. That's what I say.
Okay, she goes on to say, are you going to podcast about the upcoming season of Survivor? I hope so, because I really like your take on that, too. Thanks, Maria.
Thank you, Maria, for that
email. Thank you, Maria.
Yes, we probably will.
We always usually...
And this time, it's old versus young. I don't know how that's going to work.
First, yes, we usually do Amazing Race and...
And Big Brother. I mean...
Survivor in our Big Brother reality podcast. Mm-hmm. We put those two together.
Yep.
And yes, this year looks like it's going to be old versus young.
Yep.
I think I'm going to like it.
I'm gonna, yeah, well, I'll see.
Because the young ones are always cocky and the old ones always school them. So that's that's funny. And then hopefully they keep them separated for a while so that each team has a chance to, you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So they don't come in each other and just one side pick off the other side.
Hmm.
I don't know. I haven't seen the whole cast yet. I haven't taking the time to research the whole cast. I think it's been announced.
Well, we'll probably do some kind of, you know, lead-in episode or whatever when we're ready, which, you know, it starts like the 15th, so I guess we got to get on it.
Oh, Jimmy Johnson's, I do know he's on it.
Yeah, but everybody.
The former Cowboys coach.
Everybody knows he's on it because he's been all over the news and everything.
That'll be interesting to see. So. I like Survivor. I've been liking Survivor forever.
Yeah, I like Survivor. I just, you know...
I'm happy that we don't have any more all-stars. It's just totally new people.
Yeah.
And because I was so sick of seeing the same people.
I like Survivor okay, but it's not one of my, you know, like, oh, I just have to watch Survivor. And no. I mean, I watch it because, you know, we're going to discuss it and stuff, but I like The Amazing Race.
Yes.
That one I really, really enjoy.
I like that one too.
I enjoy. And, you know, of all the reality shows that I've seen, that's the only one, in my opinion, that I can say that I believe it is not rigged. All the rest of this shit, it's rigged.
You talked about it being rigged last week.
No.
Last season.
No, I didn't.
You did, because...
Well, certain things was rigged for... Wait. No. What I mean is certain little activities, and especially that one activity where they had to count the money... And their money changer counted it wrong.
You said
the
non-elimination leg was rigged.
That was rigged.
See, now you're changing.
No, I'm not changing, but I mean, that was I shouldn't say rigged. That was manipulated because I do not believe that it would have come when it came if it was somebody else.
I think they predetermine when they come.
I don't believe they do that. But
the other reality show I wish I would bring back is The Mole.
That was a good show.
I love The Mole.
That was a very entertaining show.
Yes.
And it was kind of like watching a game of Clue or something, because you had to try to figure out who do you
who
think is
it?
The Mole.
And they don't tell you who it is either until the very last episode. To me, that show is excellent.
Yeah, they need to bring that back.
They need to bring The Mole
back. And even if they don't want to bring The Mole back, they'll at least have one edition of Celebrity Mole. That was good. With Stephen Baldwin on there.
They've had two.
Yeah.
We've had two. I know there's been some talk about a Celebrity Big Brother here.
Oh, Lord. They do
that in the UK, but they haven't had one here.
Oh, Lord. And so
I heard some rumors or grumblings or I don't know, that there's the next season of Big Brother would be a Celebrity Edition.
Oh, Lord.
Now, I don't know who they could get to live in the house like that here. They didn't have to
Well, you know what? Maybe it would be better because at least even a semi-celebrity would be accustomed to being around some black folk and wouldn't vote them out first, maybe.
Okay.
You know?
Okay, Sister J. We're going to see if it happens.
Hey, I don't think that's going to happen, though.
I don't know. I don't think so either. No. Although you have these fools going on Celebrity Rehab. I mean, shit, if you're going to have the bins on TV, then I think you could live in the Big Brother house for some money.
Ooh, Lord.
You know? Because I don't know who the hell would agree to go through detox and shit on TV.
I know. That's nasty.
It's awful.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anyway, we kind of digressed a tad bit.
What else we got?
That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
You want to give our little particulars?
Week.
Okay.
Yes. If anyone would like to send us an email, like Maria, you can do so at sisterspeak@gmail.com. Our voicemail number is 972 692-7341. Our website is sistersinreview.com, and our Twitter is _ Sister J and _ Sister K.
Okay.
And then we are also on Facebook at facebook.com/sisterspeakpodcast. And ooh, we are still looking into, because I have been busy, as y'all know, we're still looking into doing a live show or chat or something, which was a comment by one of our listeners, Myron. We're still looking into doing that. I haven't signed up to do that yet, but maybe we can do our final podcast for Big Brother, be a live or chat version.
I don't think so. That's in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
If I can get on it, then we could.
Okay.
So anyway, so give us your feedback and let us know what you think and if you'd like to see that. That's it for now. I'm Sister K.
And I'm Sister J.
See you next time. Thank you.